Against a growing backdrop of violence in Iraq, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz has arrived there on a three-day tour of the country. Just as he arrived, the top U.S. civilian leader there, Paul Bremer, left for a week-long trip to Washington, where he will consult with senior administration officials, including President Bush. The number of U.S. troops who've died in combat in Iraq has now grown larger than the number of Americans killed during the first Gulf War. This includes an American soldier who was shot and killed overnight by small arms fire in Baghdad. Our Guy Raz is on the line from Baghdad. Guy, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. And more than 30 U.S. troops, I guess, have died since President Bush declared the conclusion of the war in May, as I recall. We were there together, I believe, that morning.
That's right. But
what's been the state of deterioration in daily life since then?
Well, I think it's certainly bad enough, Scott, to have sent Mr. Wolfowitz out here. And I think he's going to find a different Iraq than the one he had envisaged when the war was originally planned. We've already heard Wolfowitz concede that the administration really sort of failed to anticipate the chaos that ensued and the violence that occurred after the war ended, after the city of Baghdad fell. And so the military now is really finding itself in a very difficult position. It has a growing law and order crisis on its hands. And of course, the appearance that some of the violence directed towards them is becoming organized.
Mm-hmm. With the coalition authority now established, are there indications that Americans and Iraqis are coordinating their efforts and working together?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, despite the fact that there is this governing council, governing authority in place, many Iraqis simply aren't sure what it can do and what its powers are. And many more are even under the impression that it's just a front for the American-led authority. Even yesterday, during Friday prayers, two very prominent religious leaders in Iraq denounced the council and called for national elections.
I gather that the U.S.-led authority in Iraq has had some difficulty getting the message out.
It's an enormous problem. And in fact, Scott, most Iraqis are now receiving their news from a station called El Alam. Now, this is an Arabic language network. It's broadcast out of Iran. Mm-hmm. And it's available in every single home in Iraq because it's a terrestrial station. And I can tell you, Scott, this network has tremendous influence over Iraqis. And the type of news it reports, I would say, isn't particularly balanced. For example, 2 days ago, El Alam was reporting that 2,500 U.S. troops defected from the army. And then everywhere I went in Baghdad on that day, someone had mentioned this to me. Mm-hmm. So every time El Alam begins a newscast, it flashes images of these aggressive, seemingly aggressive American soldiers pointing their weapons at Iraqis or pushing crowds away. And it's an enormous problem for the American coalition here because they haven't set up a parallel network to compete with it.
Guy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.